following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a coolest card.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all.
Got him. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiff arm gone. Three to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going off in New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
Unbelievable. You got to believe it, dude. You got to believe it. That was epic.
It was amazing, wasn't it? I swear to God, I was rooting for him the whole game. But when he threw that touchdown in overtime, man, I was already sitting there with a sour look on my face. Because you know how I feel about changing the overtime rules. I freaking hate it.
Well, so you wanted Pittsburgh to have another chance?
No, I didn't want Pittsburgh to have another chance. I like sudden death overtime, whether you drive down and kick a field goal in 30 seconds or not. I like whoever scores first wins.
Right, right. I kind of like it. I think it should be the first one to score six or more, you know, to score 6 points.
Well, see, I don't think that's sudden death. We're going to waste all our day talking about that. This is all season stuff.
I will say this. You know, Jesus is supposed to return at some point. Well, if Tebow goes in and beats the evil empire that is the New England Patriots, I'm calling it, Jesus has risen.
Well, you know, if this is what it takes to convert, it still isn't enough for me.
No, it isn't, is it?
It still isn't enough for me. I mean, I've seen some amazing things, you know, in football games before. Other than, you know, one thing I did see that was not amazing, I can't even remember right now. It was that unamazing.
Well, we'll get more into this Steelers-Broncos game in just a moment. We're also going to talk about Tim Tebow getting asked out on a date. Kevin Harlan doesn't know his microphone's on. We've got another botched national anthem. We've got to talk to somebody about the officiating. There's new Michael Irvin audio. This show is packed. But first, the top five in the Gridiron Playoff Challenge in first place this week after 1 week, Sheets 69ers, John.
Sheets 69ers, really? Oh, geez. Look, here's my impression. It's 1992, Tom. I've got my skin-tight pants on, man. I've got my little Bono ponytail in the back of my head there, buddy. And I'm in my first fantasy football league, and I'm going to be clever, and I'm going to call my team the 69ers.
Hey. Well, maybe he's been the 69ers since 1992.
Maybe he has. But I got to tell you, in every fantasy football league you're in, there's one clown that thinks that's funny.
Well, you know, maybe he was the first one. Maybe he's the original. Or she, I don't know. It's Sean. Well, Sean. Sean is it.
I got to tell you. Well, that could be either way. If that's a she calling herself the 69ers, I take it all back. That's hot.
In second place, well, tied
that
for...
That was a lecherous laugh.
Yeah, right. Tied for second place, Chava Buck, whatever the hell that means. And banging Mike's baby, because remember I said you texted me and said you wanted to have Mike Shanahan's baby.
Oh, that's right.
In fourth place, Wong and Owens, ex-porn stars.
Okay.
And
Wong and Owens?
Yeah, I know. And in fifth place, Beat by a Girl. Yeah. I'm in eighth place under the team name I Hate Football. My wife isn't far behind, and of course, you're on the second page in 80th place with the team name Fluffing the Scarecrow.
Fluffing the Scarecrow. Right.
I love that. Quick. That was for anybody who didn't hear, that was from The Wizard of Oz, believe it or not.
Hurry up, Tin Man. Get over here and take part in the double penetration.
I can't do it. I can't. I'm afraid. I can't do it.
No, we're not going to go back into repeating jokes.
I want to. Looking at some of the team names this time around, I said I liked Eskin Wannabe. He's got Like a Horny Little Bitch, which, of course, is Diva Lover.
Like a horny little bitch.
Right.
Playing with my T-boner.
Hey, he's going to be on Tosh.0, you know that?
Diva Lover? Really?
Yeah. He's going to be on Tosh.0. He's all carrying on like it's something good. Hey, you know what? Guess what, Chad? He's going to rip the hell out of you, and he's gay.
Oh, my God. Chad's a superstar.
A gay guy's going to make fun of you on TV, Chad. No, nobody in Texas will talk to you again. You're going to have to move to Austin.
I wish my wife sucked is one. Throw to the sidewalk. Who was it? Was that Washington? Was that Rex Grossman that you made that joke about throwing
yes,
over to the
I
sidewalk?
Did. He threw it to the sidewalk. That was Sam Huff said that.
Oh, that's
He's
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Threw it to the sidewalk over there.
We've got Evel Knievel's songwriter.
Evel Knievel is a hell of a guy. He'll ride his sackle into the sky.
Woo!
That thing that's rolling down the hill, well, that is his thigh.
We've got Sandusky's pumpkin patch. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, that's just evil.
We've got Hey Huff, what's the score?
What's the score?
Yeah, yeah. We've got Tate of Tebow.
Okay.
I beat Tom's wife.
Okay.
We've got I beat Tom's wife. Lazy Bang Cartoon Animator.
I do. I need a bunch of, you know, like Filipino kids chained
right,
to desks.
Right.
Let's
see.
Simpsons.
Oh, here we go. Dick Clark's teleprompter. That's a good one.
You got to wonder what it's. Does it say on his teleprompter? Flabble de baloo.
Tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
And another one I like. Number one in interception avoidance. You remember Jimmy Johnson?
He's fourth all time in interception avoidance.
Right, interception avoidance. Now, somebody came back and wrote to us and told us that that was an actual real stat and tried to tell us what it all was. And, you know, so what? That is the dumbest sounding thing I've ever heard.
I've heard it said now, ever since then, I've heard it said a few times. I've heard analysts talk about interception avoidance.
Well, so, I guess, all right, Emmitt Smith has the most rushing yards, so he was the best at tackle avoidance, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah? That's ridiculous.
Guess so. All right, so there's our team names. Some of the better team names for the Gridiron Challenge, playoff challenge.
Yeah, man, you know, Eli Manning sure crapped on my day.
Why would you start him when there's guys like Drew Brees and Matthew Stafford anyway?
I did start Drew Brees. I put Brees in there. He's going to be my guy all the way through, except I think they're going to get beat this weekend against San Francisco. But I figured, okay, who's going to
throw?
Oh, you got
to be. Whoa, hold it. Stop. Stop.
Yeah. No,
what?
Yeah.
What? They're going to get beat? So. No.
In San Francisco, bye week, San Francisco's rested. Their defense is going to carry the day.
No, you called the Broncos. I'll give you that. But San Fran's got a great run defense, but Brees is going to pick them apart. They don't need
to run
the football.
We'll see. We'll see. I'll tell you what. Pierre Thomas did all right for me last week. He's had himself pretty good last couple of weeks, really.
Man, I had Arian Foster. I had Calvin Johnson, Stafford, Brees. It was great. I had Jimmy Graham. Man.
Well, see, I expected that the Lions would not do as well as they did in terms. And the problem that happened to me that didn't happen to a lot of people is that a lot of guys had big multi touchdown games. Like if you started Sproles, you got three touchdowns. If you started Megatron, you got two touchdowns and 200 yards.
Yep, I did.
You know,
I did.
I started Victor Cruz. He did nothing.
Salsa
Eli
dance
Manning.
For you this week.
nothing. I started Eli Manning. He's been lighting it up. Nothing. You know.
Ugh.
So. Yeah, I didn't do well this week.
All right, well, let's get back to this game.
He gets the snap. He cocks his arm. He throws a pass. It's caught in stride at the 40-yard line by Thomas. At the 50, breaks a tackle at the 40. Down the near side, the 25, the 20, the 15. They chase him to the 10, the 5. He's in for a touchdown. Denver wins on an 80-yard touchdown pass. Tim Tebow. And the Broncos will advance.
That's the quickest Tebow time ever.
Don't stop.
Believe.
Whoa, you're singing Journey again, God.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
No, you're going to sing them all?
My nephew ain't going to lose till he gets to the Super Bowl.
Jeez.
That's right. Let me tell you something, Tom. You better hop on the bandwagon now, because if you don't, it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
I'm on
Timmy Tebow's building the ark.
I'm on it. I am rooting hard for Tebow this weekend, God.
If he ever hurts you,
oh, no.
True love won't desert you. No, I tell you, Tom, I've come around to this band. I got some of their CDs up here. Okay, that Steve Perry might have been onto something with those skin-tight pants. You could see his scrotum and everything there.
Oh, no, no.
I felt a little turned on, I gotta tell you.
Oh.
Any way you want it, that's the way you'll get it, because I'll give it up just about any way you want it.
Oh, man.
Boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
I can't help but be pleased. You know, really, who didn't know that Timmy Tebow was going to win this weekend? Who bet against my nephew?
John called it. He was all over it. He said they were going to beat the Steelers. I wasn't sure. I had my doubts. I should have known better.
I told you last week, if John would have been born 2,000 years ago, he would have been right next to Jesus' hand. He would have been right there at the Last Supper offering him the ketchup. That boy's got disciple written all over him. It's too bad he doesn't believe in me.
Aw.
He's misguided.
We'll
see. Too many drugs in high school.
If Tebow wins the Super Bowl, that might change things. But hey, did you hear this girl asked your nephew out on a date?
I heard. Let me tell you something, Tom. If you don't believe in my nephew, we'll get to her in a moment, because let me tell you something. That John, he might have called the game, but he doesn't believe in me, and I'm going to show him just how wrong he is, because 28 years ago, I gave Ryan Clark that sickle cell trait. And look what happened!
Oh,
right
man.
Over the middle! Overtime! Touchdown!
Oh, my gosh.
No spleen and no gallbladder and no play for you!
Boy, Steelers players were dropping like flies in that game.
I can't stand them. You know what? I got a whole room down there in hell for those Roonies. I keep throwing them down there. They die, I throw them down there. That one's over in Ireland trying to hide from me right now behind a bunch of whiskey bottles. He can't. I see ya.
All right, well, this girl named Brittany Salveson from Wichita Falls, Texas, posted a video on YouTube. And, you know, there's become this thing where people ask celebrities out via YouTube. It started with the Marine Corps ball, Mila Kunis, Justin Timberlake. They went. Well, now this girl wants Tebow to go to her sorority formal with her. She said she's a member of Sigma Phi Lambda, which is a Christian sorority. She's a good Christian girl, and she asked him to tweet his response to her. But here's her message from YouTube.
Hi, Tim Tebow. My name is Brittany Salveson. I'm a sophomore at Midwestern State University here in Wichita Falls, Texas. I'm studying sociology and psychology. I'm in a Christian sorority called Sigma Phi Lambda, Sisters for the Lord, and our goal is to reach out to our fellow students in our community by showing God's light and His good news and His love to them every day. And we're having our sorority formal on April 20th at 7 p.m. here in Wichita Falls. And you can tweet me back at Brittany. Oh, I need to ask you out first. I would love it if you would come and be my date for a formal. You can tweet me at Brittany _Kayla. Or you can message me on Facebook, whatever is easier for you. And I'd absolutely love it if you'd be able to come with me. So let me know. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Sisters of the Lord.
This one has potential, Tom.
Yes.
Because typically, Sisters of the Lord are big, fat, hairy Italian women. But let me tell you, Brittany from Texas.
Yes.
With her friend named Kayla. Now, you know these girls are putting out. You know they're putting out.
But they're good Christian girls.
Well, that's what they all say,
right?
Good Christian girls. Look, there are very specific requirements for any women that are interested in my nephew, and this goes for you too as well, Brittany from Texas. You must be pure of heart. Pure of spirit, pure of mind and thought. You must have bodacious tits with pink nipples. You must be able to pick up a quarter off the floor using only your vagina. And you must be open to lesbian exploration.
Oh, jeez.
I have spoken. Any way he wants it, that's the way he'll get it. Tim Tebow's gonna take your little cherry.
Well, I got another song here.
Oh, let's hear it.
This one is about Tim Tebow. It's a parody, though, of a song called Headlines by an artist named Drake.
Drake.
Drake, yes.
Drake.
Pop, urban, rhythmic artist, and he had nothing to do with this. They just used his song, and it went like this.
You know, first and foremost, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, he's done so much in my life.
Closer than cleanliness to godliness, call it divine providence. All you haters, bow down and deliver him your compliments. To history's worst quarterback and all of his accomplishments. Someone call Rum T-Bone's been picked to replace his holiness. He ain't no quarterback, I agree with that. He's got worse aim than the first time you played the Angry Birds app. Puts his fist up on his forehead, yeah, he poses like that. You can trust him with your daughter cause he keeps it in his pants. You could call him Mother Mary cause he's a virgin like that. Denver champagne popping but 15 ain't drinking like that. Can't walk on water but he passed through seal, simple as that. Now they'll start talking that it won't work on Belichick's pass. Oh, don't throw it, please don't throw it. Tuck it and run, Timmy, don't T-blow it. Jesus is his homie, thanks Jesus every play. And his followers drop to their knees and praise him and they call him Tebow. Yeah, Tebow.
It's Thomas at the 50. Stephon Gunn free to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on with your England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
That was well done. Very well done. That was good. I like that. Don't blow it. Don't T-blow it.
I hate that rap music, Tom. I've got to tell you, I'll be straight up honest with you. Nothing but thug drug dealers and chicken-headed hoes. Tell you something, Tom. The devil created that auto-tune, and anyone who uses it will remain in purgatory forever. I have spoken.
All right, God. Well, maybe we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully.
Absolutely. You think Tom Brady's going to win match number two?
I wouldn't bet my money on it. Not now.
I'll tell you what you could bet your money on. A little case of food poisoning for Bill Belichick on Saturday.
All right.
Don't say little bird told you. Don't stop
believing.
Ooh, anytime that you want
all
me.
All right. That's enough. Go on.
Ooh, anytime that you need me.
All right. Go. Jeez, John, he's singing all of Journey's songs.
Jesus. You know, I tell you, Tom, it's bad enough that Journey is still alive in the CD bins at Walmart, but when he starts playing that, the only good thing about it is that pretty soon in churches they'll be singing them for hymns.
Jesus. Oh, man. Let's see.
Steve Perry in one of those alcoves, a little statue of Steve Perry in his skin-tight jeans and his ripped-up T-shirt, trying to look tough.
Did not get a victory out of the Falcons over the Giants, unfortunately. I tell you what, if the Giants go all the way to the Super Bowl again, because it's looking very similar.
Nah, not this week. The Packers are going to come in and crack their ass.
I would hope.
But look, I would think. My Super Bowl picks are gone.
No, gone. You picked the Packers.
I thought I picked the Falcons. I did pick the Falcons this year.
Oh, that's right. The Falcons.
I picked the Falcons.
Jets. That's right. Yeah. Yep.
What I didn't realize is that the Falcons are miserable failures at trying to run one friggin' foot.
Here comes Ryan to the line, fourth and inches. Empty backfield. Jones in motion. Ryan's going to keep it. He got stopped. He didn't get there. Second time today. They've been stopped on fourth and inches by the Big Blue defense.
That's all I heard the whole game.
Ryan's going to keep it. He got stopped. He didn't get there.
And then again, a little later, I heard.
Ryan's going to keep it. He got stopped. He didn't get there.
It just didn't stop.
Honest to God, Mike Smith, somebody needed to go behind him and hit him in the head. He was like a record that was stuck on stupid.
Yeah, right.
You know, so this is four times in the last month that they've done that. Three times in one game, and then a couple of weeks ago against New Orleans, they couldn't get a couple of inches.
I understand if you need inches, but when you need a whole yard, give the ball to Michael Turner, for Christ's sake.
Seriously. I mean, they did against the Saints, and they got stopped. But really, it's the Giants' defensive line. Everybody on the planet knows about the Giants' defensive line. You're going to try to run right through them with Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
Three times? Well, apparently, it didn't work. Hey, you know what? On a completely unrelated note, I think Mike Smith has taken over the absolute role of the ugliest man in the NFL.
He might be, yeah.
Dude, that face, it's like a bulldog with no hair on it.
That's an ugly bulldog right there.
He is hideous. My God. I told my son, I said, he always looks like he's constantly in the middle of taking a crap.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of it.
I want to see the Saints and the Packers play each other in the snow. That's what I want to see.
Oh, that wouldn't be even fair. The Saints would get killed. They
Why?
Can't play outside when it's sunny.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, they're fine in the dome.
No, I watched Breeze light it up everywhere, whether he was inside or outside this year.
Well, it isn't going to matter this week because the San Francisco 49ers are taking them down.
All right, well, that's going to be outdoors. It's possible that could be a muddy, wet mess. You know, it is San Francisco in January, so we'll see. We'll see. You want to make a little wager?
A wager? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll bet you that the generator doesn't go out this time. We don't have a power outage.
All right. Kevin Harlan. Didn't know his mic
was on. That
was
who we just heard make the call. I'm sorry, the Tebow call. That was Kevin Harlan.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a time he did not know his mic was on there.
He was doing a basketball game. Doing an Atlanta Hawks game.
Oh, is that what it was?
I believe so.
Where did you get this?
I got it from our buddy Diamond Joe sent it to me. So I think it was one of those Joes. It was either him or Joe Sturr. I think it was Diamond Joe sent me that one. And I was watching another video on Deadspin of Charles Barkley not knowing his microphone was on, sitting there with Kevin Harlan talking about how, I thought the biggest scam in the world was sitting here getting paid to watch sports and talk about it on TV. But this Weight Watchers thing got all of them beat.
I heard that. Yeah. He thinks Weight Watchers is a big scam.
Ah, hell.
But anyway, so Kevin Harlan, I thought this was during the Saints game.
No.
Because he was talking about the Saints beating up on the Giants and the Falcons.
Yeah, and I don't know who he was talking to.
Yeah, I think he was talking to Barkley. Listen.
Monday night, they kicked the shit out of the Giants and they kicked the shit out of Atlanta. I don't know that they can be beaten at home. The Saints are like, I don't know if they went outside in San Francisco.
Hey,
but at home, it's like,
When they went in there that last time, they played competitive for a half, but they didn't have an Adamakon suit.
It's hard to get to that. Drew Brees.
Yeah.
He gets rid of that ball.
Yeah, that's okay. So that was before the game. They were doing the Hawks basketball game. They were talking about the Saints,
right.
The Saints game, and yeah, that was Barkley with him, because Barkley was all over the Lions. He was like a Lions homer.
They played a good game. I tell you what, I saw Ndamukong Suh picking Drew Brees up off the ground a couple of times, helping him up like an actual real gentleman.
Right.
You know, and from what I read, the reason why he got all mad in that Packers game was because they kept untying his shoes. I read this. They said that he gets really mad because he doesn't tape his shoes, so they kept untying his shoes and making him run off for a play.
That's hilarious.
I know. That's just great.
Wow.
Oh, hell, that's terrific.
Monday night, they kicked the shit out of the Giants and they kicked the shit out of Atlanta.
Yeah, so he didn't know his mic was on. Now, you know, hey, there's some talk going on that might have made mm-hmm. this okay. They want the FCC to back off their whole
Good.
Indecency thing because they said
it,
everything has changed now, the way people get their media, and there's, you know,
right.
network television stations are right next to cable stations, and it's ridiculous that just some stations now are singled out, but that's because they're still available without cable, you know?
Right. Well, how many of them still are over the airwaves, I guess?
Well, CBS, Fox, NBC, and ABC, you can all get without cable.
Well, they should back it off anyway, because we all know about football. I mean, you know, you can watch a football game, but Kevin Harlan can't say, hello, everybody. This is Kevin Harlan. Welcome to Lambeau Field, where we're expecting the Green Bay Packers to kick the shit out of the New York Giants today. He can't say that, but if the parabolic microphone's down by the field, the guy's going, motherfucker, get off my, motherfucker, give me the ball. They don't say anything about that. You know, you can hear that shit all the time.
Maybe we should get some new stuff in NFL films.
Yeah, that would be great.
Lombardi. The very name scared the shit out of everybody. When the Chicago Bears took the field on that cold December day, they kicked the shit out of the Green Bay Packers. right. Dick Butkus stomped a mud hole in Bart Starr's ass.
So I saw Roger Goodell was at the Texans-Bengals game.
Yeah, he was. Did he have a date?
He didn't have. No, there were empty seats behind him, in front of him, and on both sides of him. Nobody wanted to sit with that guy, and who can blame him? Who would want to sit with that asshole?
Everybody went to the bathroom, and then they took the picture.
Well, I wondered why he picked that game to go to, and then a little later, they showed that former President Bush was at the game. Daddy Bush was at the game, and I thought, that's why Goodell picked that game. He thought he could schmooze with the Prez, but I'm guessing Bush doesn't approve of, you know, knowing Bush, he probably doesn't approve of Goodell's ongoing pussification of the NFL either.
Well, Bush is what, 93 years old now? Something like that. He's way up there. He probably thought he was watching the Astros.
Well, I'm sure he didn't like it at all when he saw the hit on the defenseless receiver there on Daniels. I didn't understand that at all.
He probably turned around and looked at Goodell and went, no more fines and penalties. Yeah, I mean, the hit on Daniels, you could make a case that he got up under his chin. But really, you got dislodging the ball from a freaking receiver is what a safety is paid to do.
Well, I don't know how that was any different than the hit on Decker in the Broncos game. And it was funny because I looked at my son and I said, now, why wasn't there a flag for that like there was for Daniels? And my son looked at me and he goes, because Roger Goodell wasn't at that game.
It's just, you know, that's the thing, man. If you're going to have rules that screw up the game, at least make them fair across the board. Because you're right, that hit was ridiculous. Dude was down on the field. That was completely right at his head. He launched at him. The whole thing, it is mind-boggling to me. They're going to fine both of those guys. Everybody gets fined if you play defense anymore. You're not allowed to tackle anybody more. Right. And the fact that they'll take these plays, and then they'll slow them down, and they'll put them on NFL films with these big, jarring, huge hits.
Right.
Big, giant, here we see the safety coming across the middle. It is very dangerous.
Play the music. Hit the tunes, man. Hit the tunes.
Running the Bang 8 used to be something that no receiver would do without a giant set of shiny brass balls. But now everybody on the offensive side of the football has a vagina, and they are allowed to be protected by a crossing guard whenever they go across the middle. The NFL used to be about kicking people's ass. Now it's about letting them run right through you like you're a filthy whore.
Honestly, man, it gets to the point where they start to really not just affect the game, but get in the way of the game. They're in the way.
I know.
And not just with calls and non-calls, but what was it later on in the damn, in the Steelers game?
Oh, my God, there were at least two blatant face masks on Tebow that didn't get called.
Right. And tell you what, somebody's getting hit by lightning for that.
Yeah. And he was coming up like he couldn't believe it. He's grabbing his face mask like, where's the flag?
Like up in heaven, God smashing his coffee table. Where's the flag?
The one he was scrambling out of the pocket, and he did get away, but the guy, I mean, his head almost turned completely around.
Right.
All right, we got to get to break.
Okay, we get to break.
Yeah, and as we go to break, of course, the Bengals lost to the Texans 31-10. And there's a new movie called The Devil Inside, which earned about $3.5 million at the box office this week. And woo. But now Paramount Pictures brings you a movie about both.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
From the creators of The Devil Inside.
Please help my mother.
What the hell happened? We had that game sewn up in the first half.
This isn't consistent with any form of possession that I've ever seen. I'm sorry.
What? Did our defense think they only had to show up for two quarters? Maybe Andy Dalton should pray like Tim Tebow.
This is a combination of science and religion.
Are you serious? One and done? God, I hate the Texans.
Paramount Pictures presents The Bengal Inside. Coming to theaters everywhere.
Ah!
VOTech.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the rampant we watched through the twilight's last gleaming?
And the rockets, red flag. The bombs bursting in air came through the night that our flag was still there. I'll make up for it now.
Hey, this is Neil from 3 Days Grace, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
A second chance and makes the most of it. They win the BCS championship behind Coach Nick Saban and quarterback AJ McCarron.
Well, that national championship was absolutely awesome. If you were trying to take a nap, you were having trouble sleeping.
Defense.
I do too, but there was only one team playing defense other than in the red zone.
And boy, did they. See, that's where I got my pleasure out of watching this game, because it was a snoozer. There wasn't a whole lot of scoring going on. They even were making fun of the kicker. Here he comes again, you know, all the points in the game.
Yeah, he kicks 5 field goals, and then he misses an extra point.
Yeah. But, dude, they were just taking LSU, and they put him in a jar.
They
just
did.
Wouldn't let him out of the jar. And tell you what, did we get an injury report on the guy who got his legs twisted around on that interception?
I don't know. I had not heard.
Oh, that was nasty. And the quarterback's the one that did it. It was he threw a little like shovel pass over the middle directly to the freaking linebacker. And then when he saw that he did it, he jumped out and got him with a horse collar and did exactly what a horse collar is supposed to,
right.
The penalty is supposed to, it did exactly that. His leg was sticking off all at odd angles.
Well, it's funny, earlier in the week before the game, they were asking, you know, Les Miles was down there and everything, and, you know, they get down there early and start getting ready, and they have fun, and they asked Les Miles if he was having fun.
Here's what we don't enjoy. I don't know where my room is half the time. I don't know where my shoes are the other half. I don't know where's my pens. You know, I mean, there's all those little insignificant harumphs that change your environment. Other than that, I enjoy my time generally.
And all I could think of when I heard this is Brian Billick.
Where are they? You know, where are the bathrooms? Where's the chow hall? Where's the field? Who's the training room? Who's the guy with the goofy glasses and the too long shorts?
Who's the training room?
I should put this when we get our museum made. This piece of paper's going in it, because right here at the top I wrote down, where's the bathroom? Where's the chow hall?
What's a harump? He said, Les Miles said all these little harumps.
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 Yeah, harumps. What are harumps?
Harumps.
Well, I looked on the bus and I was trying to find my dogs and they weren't there. There was nothing but a bunch of cats. Meow. We had a whole bunch of harumps. A bunch of old people up in there. Harump, harump. I don't need old people. I need young black fellas that are fast and bark. Rawr, rawr, rawr.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
I don't need a bunch of old harumphs. Bunch of old harumps sitting up there like those two old guys on the bumpets.
Hey, you, when are you going to score a touchdown? Try to get a first down.
Harumps.
Oh, man.
Statler and Waldorf are following the LSU bus.
Oh, my God. Didn't you tell me you watch Boardwalk Empire?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
The Anthony, is it La Cura?
Yeah.
Or La Sierra? Something like that?
La Cura, I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know what... yeah.
He sang,
yeah, I like that show.
He sang the national anthem at the championship game, and oh, my God, John. This guy...
This is what you... He's going to get an actor.
He messed it up really bad. He sounds horrible. He can't sing. Well, here, let me play it. Let me just play it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
They're booing him already.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
What?
O'er the rampart we watched were so gallantly streaming.
So bad.
When the rocket red glare of the bursting in air.
Oh, no.
That our flag was still there.
Oh, man.
Oh, say does that star-spangled
so bad.
Banner yet wear. Oh, the land of our
ears. Oh, no! Oh, terrible. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me go back here. It just when he says rockets red glare, listen.
When the rockets red glare.
All right. Well, he used to be a member of the New Orleans Opera, which is why I'm seeing how he got this job, because really his role on Boardwalk Empire is very, very small. He's like the smallest bit character in the thing. He might be on an episode for 30 seconds. He plays Nucky's German neighbor, German butler. You can hear Kevin Harlan on the radio, and they're booing the shit out of him out there. He's really fucked this anthem all up.
It sounds like he's saying in the land of the wee.
Wee, 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 wee.
And now it's time for football here in the Big Easy. After we get this fucking old fart right off the stage, Kevin Harlan back with you for the kickoff.
Wow.
Get this shit out of here.
Oh, it was so bad.
That's awful.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
That's as bad as the officiating shit this weekend.
Hey, you need to get David Hasselhoff up there.
Oh, God. Who can we call about the official? You know who? Matt Millen's doing games. He does games, right?
Matt Millen does games.
Yes.
He's an analyst on NFL Network.
Okay.
He breaks down game film, and he was a referee, remember?
That's right. So let's call
he
Matt Millen. I want to know what the hell is going on.
Good idea.
Hello?
Matt Millen, John and Tom from the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, how are you, man? Haven't talked to you for a little while.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good over here. I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I was just listening to the show, and that fellow Anthony LaSierra, boy, I tell you, he reminds me of the good old days back when I was wooing my wife. I used to play his records and take her to the pizza parlor.
Really?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He was a real babe magnet back in the day.
Oh, my God. He would be.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen,
yeah,
Matt,
awful.
The reason we're calling is because, you know, the NFL officiating has been atrocious. It's been so inconsistent, and it was really bad this weekend. And what the heck is going on with the officiating in the NFL?
I tell you what, Tom, I wish the hell I knew. I wish the hell there's a lot of things I wish the hell I knew, but I think chief among the top of the list there is what the hell's going on with these officials here in the NFL. They don't have a clue what they're doing, because the rule book weighs about 75 pounds. I'm telling you, the rule book has gone under Paul Tagliabue and Roger Goodell. It's gone from 4 pages, which was fine because guys like me can read it, and now it's about 4,000 pages, and nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and you're probably bummed it doesn't have any pictures.
No, there ain't no pictures or nothing. What it is in the back, they got all the pictures of the referees making all the signals.
Oh, okay.
Like that. But you know what? There's like 400 of them. You know how many penalties they can call? Jesus Christ.
Right.
They can call you for just about anything.
Well, can you explain to me this? I still can't wrap my head around this whole hitting a defenseless receiver rule.
Yep.
I am still not clear on this.
Well, I'll tell you what here, Tom. I happen to have a copy of the rule over here. Hold on. All right, here. All right, I'm going to open up here, and it's in the appendix, which is a funny word, don't you think?
Yeah.
I always laugh when that's in the book. And it says here that a wide receiver or any other offensive player who may catch a pass is considered a defenseless receiver starting from the moment he laces up his cleats, and he is considered undefenseless after he takes off his jock strap.
Oh.
So pretty much, as soon as he gets in the locker room, it seems to me that he's protected.
So the whole game?
Everything. Honestly, you can't even breed on these guys anymore. Back in the old days, boy, when I used to play football, those guys had big brass balls, boy. You ain't got to do just about anything. You could do anything. You throw an elbow right across their chops. And I'm telling you, sometimes when I was, like, you know, on a sidelines or something like that, sometimes I have to go over there and get my shoe tied or something like that. I tell you what, if I spotted one of those guys' wives up in the crowd, man, I'd bean her right in the head. I'd jump up there in the crowd and go after her with my shoe.
Oh, jeez.
And now there's such wussies. Don't hit me. I'm defenseless.
You know, I always thought that part of the game was the defensive back hitting the receiver to try to prevent him from catching the ball. Now, obviously, I know he can't hit him till the ball gets there, but now it's like he has to just let him catch it and start running, and then he can tackle him. And that's
That's exactly what it says here in the rule book, Tom. It says that right here under the defenseless receiver rule, that a receiver must be given the opportunity to make the catch and get a few yards before anybody's allowed to touch
it. Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's absolutely asinine, I'm telling you, Tom. You know what else is interesting about the word asinine? It's that I thought it meant something totally different all the way up until the other day. And I looked it up because somebody said it to me, and I thought it was funny. And they said, you big stupid gorilla, go look it up and tell me what you think it does. I just think it's funny because it's just asinine.
All right. Well, so you're as frustrated as we are, obviously. But who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, well, wait a minute. Don't tell me.
Who do you
wait
think?
A minute, wait,
who do you
multiple,
think?
This is multiple choice, ain't it?
No, Matt. Who do you think will win the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and take the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They lost. They're out. They can't.
What?
Oh, then you what? Did you not watch the Denver Steelers? Tim Tebow? Do you know who Tim?
They lost to Timmy Tebow.
Yes, weren't? Didn't you see it?
They suck. Holy crap! How can you show your face losing to that god boy in his playoffs here? What the hell? Jesus! What did he complete 5 passes all day?
10. Yeah, but hey,
holy crap! That's hilarious.
Here's the thing, Matt. He only completed 10 passes. He threw 21, so almost 50%.
Right.
But he completed 10 passes for 316 yards.
Oh, my God.
Now,
holy crap, the Steelers suck.
No, but think about it, Matt. Think about it. 316. John 316. Never mind.
Is that like somebody's phone number?
It's a Bible thing.
Oh.
John 3:16 is a Bible thing.
Bible thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I don't get it. The Bible. You know what? That was cooler. There's a picture in the Bible of Noah's Ark, and it's got all them nice animals in it. And there's a dinosaur in there too, but it shows it getting killed by the flood.
All right, Matt. Well, thank you for talking. We're going to end this now.
Oh, hey. My pleasure, fellas. My pleasure.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Hey. You know what happened to me the other day?
What?
I opened up my mail, and there was a letter in there from the commissioner, that stupid Roger Goodell. And you know what he did? He was looking at NFL Network the other day, and they were showing highlights of the 1983 season when I was a rookie. And he fined me for a hit on a guy back in 1983. You wait till I see that clown.
I hope you punch him in the mouth.
bang, zoom, right to the somewhere.
Yeah.
He's going. He's going.
All right, Matt. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Can't. I like him in small doses, John, but he gets way off, and I have no idea. I can't. It's just.
Could you imagine if he bought a box of cereal that didn't have the toy in it that he was expecting?
Or Cracker Jack.
Yeah, Cracker Jack. I already got one of these tattoos. Trying to take it back to the store. He's showing him the green blob on his arm. See, I got that one the other day. I don't want it again.
So Michael Irvin.
Right.
Doesn't care much for Santonio Holmes, from what I gather.
No, man. I'll tell you what. I found this interesting, not because it was funny, but because, Jesus,
just,
man.
What a rant.
I hate that this guy played for the Cowboys. I love his passion, man.
I
hate
know.
That he played for the Cowboys.
Well, I've told you. To me, he was the greatest Cowboy ever, my all-time favorite Cowboy.
Hey, speaking of the Cowboys, you know what Tim Tebow did this weekend? He equaled the number of playoff wins Tony Romo has.
I was waiting. I was surprised it took this long. I really was.
Sorry.
I was really surprised it took that long.
Slipping. I know I'm slipping.
Anyway, yeah, he just rips on Santonio Holmes here.
Santonio Holmes, you are wrong, man. I don't want to hear that mess. I'm not arguing at my quarterback. I've said on this a million times, there are two things I do not do. I do not go at my head coach, and I do not go at my quarterback. This is a young quarterback, and what you do, you say, hey, man, I'm there. I don't want to hear about where you're throwing the football. I don't care. I'm going to cover you. I talked to A.J. Green later on in the show. Listen to how A.J. Green talk about his quarterback, and you take notes even though you are the veteran. Period. End of story. I don't care to even talk about this anymore. Can we move this show?
I am finished.
This is over.
I have analyzed, and that is it. I have made my comment. Dude, you should see him riding the Tebow horse on there.
Oh, man.
They showed, there's a video of it on our Facebook page of him doing it the other day, but the day that he did it when he was, they had Steve Mariucci dressed up as Santa Claus. I have it on video, but I got to cut it down. And they gave him a hobby horse with Tebow's name on it, and he got down on the floor on this thing and started riding it. Oh, my God, it was one of the funniest things I've seen all year. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he tells you like it is.
I was hired to give my opinions on this death.
That's right.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
From this death.
Let's see. Here he was answering a question.
Do they have the character in that locker room to come together after a blow-up like this?
There you go. That's it.
When they go to him and he's not ready, that's always funny.
I still love it. Still love it.
Oh, hell yeah.
He has trouble saying Bill Belichick's name.
We talked about it when he got ready to play teams like the New England Patriots, how he would make a fight between Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick.
Oh, shit.
Hey, baby, we're going to pay the Bill Belichick today.
He was channeling his inner Fred Smoot. His inner Fred Smoot came. By the way, parentheses, Fred Smoot came through.
Oh, no.
We but need to play the Blue England Patriot with the Blue Bell Energy.
Bill Belichick.
It's Belichick.
All right. You got any email?
I do.
You do?
I do. As a matter of fact, since we glossed over a couple of them the other day. So, let's see. Kravis the Lions fan. Hey, guys, I'm sorry, but I just have to write in to gloat. This is from last week, obviously, because he wouldn't be writing us this week
right?
With this. But I've been listening to you guys since episode one, and that's true. His name is familiar. and been a fan ever since. In that time, my favorite football teams, the Lions and the University of Michigan, have been awful. I've been taking it all in stride, just hoping for brighter days, seeking refuge in the hilarity of Millen calling into the show and his appearances in cartoons. But oh wow, what a football year for the Mitten State has finally been.
Yeah,
the Lions in the darkest days. Yeah, it's true, man. Good for them. Good for them.
And I tell you, that was a great bowl game. I was rooting for Michigan. I mean, I always root for the Big Ten in the bowl games.
Yeah, I do too. But man, I tell you, I the only thing I was really glad about in the title game, even though everybody's bitching about the outcome, it's the first game of the goddamn entire bowl season where anybody played any defense.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Capital One No Defense Week. All right. John T. writes in. John T.
Is that Tillyard?
Guys, love the show. Nope, this is just another John T. This is another guy. First off, guys, love the show. Now, usually when John, Tom, when people say first off, that means secondly is going to be something negative. So
right.
We'll see. First off, love the show. Two things. First, so now I have two firsts. The Giants and Jets do have completely different locker rooms. I spent a summer working for Westwood One and saw them being finished. Oh, he was out there with Kevin Harlan.
Ah.
He was working with Kevin Harlan on Westwood
One. He works for Westwood One?
He spent a summer working for Westwood
One. Oh, I was going to say, get us syndicated.
Yeah, really. We can do just as well as Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
The Giants are going to get the shit kicked out of them this weekend.
Yeah, and if this whole FCC thing goes down, we may not have to. Our shows may already be radio safe.
Really? He says he saw them being finished, and they're both designed very differently. Secondly, and far less boring, he has found Diva Lover's Facebook page. Dude, you are about 3 weeks late on every bit of news that there is to be on here. Next thing you know, Tom, he's going to be telling us that this guy Tim Tebow out in Denver's gotten something going on. So nice to hear from you, John.
Tim All right, Tebow! So,
yes.
Tim Tebow has just kicked the shit out of the Pittsburgh Steelers here in Denver.
Jesus Christ.
All right, my buddy John McKenna writes in, I hate football, especially football coached by Mike Smith. A man who never saw a fourth and short he didn't like, and an offense coordinated by Mike Mularkey. Matt Ryan up the gut with Michael Turner twiddling his thumbs in the backfield. What the F?
Ryan's going to keep it. He got stopped. He didn't get there.
Perhaps somebody can answer me why earlier in the show I felt no problem saying the word motherfucker, but on that one I said, what the F? I don't know. Because maybe now is when the guy from Westwood One is listening. William Mitchell writes in, first off, screw you guys for ignoring emails all season. Read this one and I'll make a donation.
All season? What
yeah,
do you mean
we've been ignoring any emails all season?
Look,
we got to figure.
We can't read every email we get. We would do a 2-hour show of nothing but reading email.
Seriously. And do you know how many of them are freaking pills to make my penis larger? I get so many of those. We have so many listeners that are concerned about my sex life. All right, so we're going to be expecting a donation from William Mitchell. What do you think, Tom? Should I read the rest of his email?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. While the Falcons appear to validate the dome team can't play outside bullshit, why does anyone with a brain actually think the men who play football their entire lives suddenly lose all ability to do what they've done since peewee football?
Right.
Well, yeah, okay, all teams are better at home. That is the end of discussion or any correlations, period. I tend to agree to a degree.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you play in Miami and you got to go play in Buffalo in January, you're not used to it. You're not.
No.
That's all there's to it.
No.
No, you're not. And there's proof of it throughout the years. Look in the 70s, for God's sakes, when the Vikings actually had a home field advantage, and every year the Rams, who had a better team, would come up there and get the shit kicked out.
Yep.
Kevin Harlan, it's fucking cold here, and the Rams have gotten the shit kicked out of them again. The Vikings are off to the Super Bowl.
Well, I remember, what was it, 2000 season when Minnesota went into New York to play the Giants in the playoffs, got beat. It was colder than hell, and they lost 41-0. Randy Moss, I think, had two catches for 13 yards in that game.
Yep, they got the hell beat out of them. They got out-coached in a big-time way.
That's why the Rams, you know, they're around the turn of the millennium, were known as the greatest show on turf. Because they struggled outdoors.
For about a minute, and then they'd figure out how to do it, and they'd be just fine. But, yeah, you look at the Rams, man, and they play, what, 8 games a year indoors. At that time, they were in the NFC West, so they had 2 games, Another game was against the Falcons, so they got 9 games indoors. Who else was there? They had almost everybody they played that year was indoors. They played something like 12 out of 16 of their games inside.
Right. Now, I still think the Saints, we'll see. We'll see. And Green Bay, you know, you look at Green Bay, what they get used to that. I mean, their bodies get used to that as the winter comes in to Green Bay, you know?
Right, but at the same time, if they had to go play a game where it was 85 degrees, I don't know how well they'd feel about it.
They'd probably
do all right.
Yeah, they're not going to have a problem with that.
No, they'd probably do all right. However, I would like to say hi to Jim Fossil, because somewhere out there he heard somebody talking about, hey, somebody's talking about my 2000 Giants.
Oh, yeah, then they got the hell beat out of them by the Ravens.
I'm relevant again. All right, the Ravens at 3 have a much worse outdoor record than the Saints do at 3-2. Does that mean the Ravens are not an outside team despite their own stadium being outdoors? Ridiculous. The Saints are statistically the best rushing team in the NFC playoffs and will have no problem in San Francisco. Sounds like a lot of bloviating.
I agree.
Coming from William Mitchell. Well, I'm picking the San Francisco 49ers in that game.
I got to take the Saints there.
The Saints have they do have the ability to lay a turd.
Okay.
All right. Louis Cipher writes in, old buddy Louis. I forgot to add this in my previous email, which I didn't get, so I have no idea what you're talking about. So if this doesn't make any sense, I'm going to blame Louie. If this isn't mentioned on the show, please tell Tom that Tim Tebow and T.J. Yates both have as many playoff wins as that horny little bitch Tony Romo.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about T.J. Yates. T.J. Yates sounds like a female cop on one of those shows. Starring Marky Post as T.J. Yates.
Yeah.
All right, Parker writes in. Parker, I love your cartoons, and when I get the time to listen to the BCRH, thanks for the effort you put in to make those cartoons so damn funny. Why, thank you, Parker, because there is a lot of effort to make it funny. I mean, seriously, Tom, people think that it is easy to be this friggin' brilliant.
Right.
Also, okay, I guess this is the annual question. Who is the artist and song name you play quite often at the beginning of the show? So who does Get Up and Scream? Who does Scream?
Who does... Oh, the one that we play now, that is...
If it was up to me, it would be Journey.
Refused is the name of the band, and the song is called New Noise, and it's awesome. Go watch the video on YouTube. Absolutely awesome.
There you go. And now you've had it. Now somebody will have to write in and ask me what's the song we use in the cartoons, and I'll just tell you right now, it's Bed Number 3. I have no idea anything beyond that. That's all I know.
It's called Bang's theme music. That's what it's called. Yeah,
that's right. Bang's theme music, Bed Number 3. Somebody actually wrote to me a while ago, like 5 years ago, and told me what it was, and I was like, oh, well, I couldn't
care. Yeah, I used to know.
Yeah, who cares? I couldn't care less. I'll tell you what is funny, though, dude. The New York Jets board the landing strip on – they used to be our buddies, man. The guy used to write to the show. He used to listen to us all the time. They used to be our buddies. So I finally make a cartoon. It's about the Jets. I go over there and post it. They told me to get the F out of there.
What?
They did. They put my cartoon in the garbage dump. And then when I said, well, damn, I used to have some friends around here, I got told that, you know, well, you come on here and insult our team and expect to be nice. Get the F out of here.
Jesus. It's a
people used to have a sense of humor.
Oh, my God.
They're too full of Rex Ryan, Tom. All the fans are like Rex Ryan now. Let me tell you something, boy.
I love Rex Ryan.
We're going to see. Oh, God. From what I heard, he was crying after the game. He was crying in his final meeting with the team for the year. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Boy, let me tell you. I say chokes me up. He was crying. Bart Scott was screaming and hollering. They are dysfunctional, man. They fell apart at the end of this year.
Yep, they did.
Yeah, they did. I mean, and you know, not only did they fall apart, but they fell apart completely mentally. Like, they expected people to just lay down for them because they're the big, bad New York Jets.
I guess.
They've been to the AFC Championship twice.
Hey, what do you think you're doing winning? Why? Hey, you're not allowed to intercept my quarterback.
Right. Pretty soon we're going to get back up there. I like my cartoon, actually. So screw you people in New York.
Yeah.
Land. I thought it was pretty funny that I made J-Lo your quarterback.
Jesus. They love the cartoons. They laugh. They're hysterical until we make fun of their team. It happens all the time.
That's right. That's right, man. And you know what? Because if I would have made that cartoon about the Patriots or something else, if I'd have made a cartoon this week about the Steelers getting lost, about them getting beat, it would be on that board and they'd be laughing about it.
Yep.
But that's all right.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
And you know what always happens, Tom, when a city turns around and hates me? They love me afterwards. They love me afterwards. Yeah. Every one of you cities out there that has hated me so much that you felt it necessary to come at me en masse, you love me now.
All right, is that it?
That's it. That's all right. I got.
BCRH-forums.net for the message board.
Yeah, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour over on Facebook. Come on over, join the party. There's a lot of people over there now, man. They just keep coming in.
Good, good. I like the Saints, the Packers, the Ravens, and God dare I say it, the Denver Broncos, John.
Me too. I'm going with the Denver Broncos against the Patriots. They're going to pull off the big upset. I'm definitely going with the Ravens all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's Packers, Ravens, I think so.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with the 49ers, and the Packers will kick the shit out of the Giants. This is Kevin Harlan saying goodbye from the fucking Bang Cartoon Shitty Radio Hour.
We'll do it again next time.
Get the F out of here.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater. Your rings are a lie. You back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
So, the kids have asked for a HAPPY meal. You know what that means, right? Big Mac for you. Winner! Just imagine their little faces. But wait, don't say yes just yet. You're the boss. You make the calls around here. Show them your thinking face. No, not your thinking of a Big Mac face. Give them some mmms, ahs, some let me sees. Right, dramatic pause. You're ready. Go ahead, make your day. Sorry, their day.
Happy meal. Win-win. Served after 10:30 a.m., except in selected restaurants which will serve this from 11 a.m.